Hello, and welcome to another edition of Ambivalent Voices. Today we have, as our guest, Famous P, who doesn't have a blog, but he's an old friend of mine, and he's got something better than a blog. He has a new baby. So today we're going to talk about fatherhood for just a few minutes, and what it's like to have a new baby and be a new father with Famous P. Here you are.
Yeah, I'm ready to record my message, man.
Okay, so who the heck are you?
Should I give my real name?
No, but how do we know each other? Why are we...
Oh, I am... My handle is Famous P.
That's right.
Which I think you gave me when we were hanging out together in Champaign-Urbana before you and the lovely L fled the scene.
But only sort of, because remember, I heard it first from the bartender at the Esquire, who was like, Famous... And your last name.
Oh, yeah, right. I almost said it. Shit. Yeah, I don't know where he got it from. I think that was Rich, the bearded dude who everybody said had been in the department and had left in disgust many years before.
Oh, I don't think I realized that. He was a former grad student?
Well, that's the apocryphal story. Whether or not that's true, I don't know. I never actually asked him whether or not that was true. But
he just smiled a lot and gave us beer, so I never got to talk to him.
Well, he, I think, got that from someone else, too.
Oh,
so because there was someone who worked at the Esquire who was going out with someone else in the department. So
I see. Yeah. Well, see, now this is a perfect context in which to ask you, you know, to explain this fatherhood thing to me, because... You know, I knew you way back when, you know, before you really had even thought of having a kid, I assume. Maybe you thought about it, but, you know, just a gleam in your eye, and now you're a father. So, like, what is that, what is it like?
Well, it was, you know, definitely something I kind of backed into. I suppose it was always sort of the idea when, you know, Jenna and I got married, but, you know, it was always sort of like a distant kind of idea that Jen was more keen on than I was.
Right.
And then I suppose, you know, we had begun in earnest when Jen had come back to Illinois.
Right.
And was getting her MLS, and, you know, she was looking for a job and stuff, and had run into difficulties, medical difficulties that... said, you know, we're not going to be able to have kids. And then, lo and behold, 2 weeks later...
I know. I remember that all too well. It was like you were kind of in a funk, and it seemed like, you know, it wasn't going to happen. Then, bam. Oh.
Yeah, exactly. It was like, you know, it was... You've seen Kill Bill Volume 2, right?
Right.
Well, it's like that scene with Uma Thurman where the assassin comes and she's just discovered that she's pregnant. It was like that, you know. Jen walks in with the P-test and shows it to me. I'm like, what does this mean? You know, we were both sitting there reading the directions out loud to one another.
Can this be true?
Yes. You better do another one. Oh, she did another one. Came up positive again. We, you know, went to the doctor and said, we did these P-tests and we don't believe them. Do a blood test. And the doctor said, oh, the P-tests are so reliable, we don't even do the blood test anymore. But just to humor you, I'll do it.
No kidding.
Yeah, so it was... It was like what had been a concept suddenly became reality, and it was, you know, I don't know. It was shock at first. I didn't really feel anything, I don't think, until the first time, we went and we had the first ultrasound, and it just so happened that at that point, Exine's heart had just started to beat.
Oh.
I heard her heartbeat for the first time, and that was what really made it real.
Wow.
So it was pretty, like, you know, I broke down and I cried.
Cried like a baby over a baby.
Yes. Yes, because, you know, it's just, you know, I thought I'm such a ungainly, you know, bastard. How could I ever, you know... be graced with such a thing, and that's really what it felt like.
Well, and then she was born when? Like, I forget. How old is she now?
She's just approaching, in 4 days she'll be 3 months. She was born December 14th at 9:30. after 8.5 hours of labor.
And so now you have a beautiful 3-month-old daughter.
Yes, who's larger than 95% of the babies out there.
Right. So, you know, has she just taken over your life? I mean, it
pretty
sounds
much.
Like you do baby.
Yes. That does sound like Louie Louie, the opening chords of Louie Louie. Anyway, that's just
me. You mean
me.
When I dial the number, the tones sound like a song?
Yeah, it sounds almost like, I hear Louie Louie, but then again, I'm psychotic, so who knows?
You can't be psychotic anymore. You're a father, so you have to be well-adjusted.
No, I think that the definition of being a father is being psychotic. I mean,
okay,
like we were saying, how's the baby taking over her life? I mean, basically, everything revolves around her. She is a little dictator. You know, what she wants, she gets, because if she doesn't get it, she makes a god-awful stink about it, and I'm not talking her poo. I mean, she just, you know, is like a little air raid siren. She just sucks the air in, and you can see it's going to happen, and bam, it's like an atomic bomb goes off.
So has this ever happened in public? That's just one of the things I would fear as a parent. Is like, you know, you've got a beautiful baby, you love your baby, you know, you want to do everything right for them, but then you're out in public and you know, you're at the store or something, and, you know, she has a fit, and you can't do anything, and people are looking at you like you must have just beat her or something. I mean, what do you do?
Well, you know, the people, I mean, that's how you can immediately spot people who have kids and those who don't, because those who have kids look at you sympathetically,
yeah.
And it's the ones who don't have kids who look at you like you just beat the child.
So this is part of the reason, probably, that when people have kids, have you found that having kids has changed your relationships with other people as well?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Like
having a kid is like, you know, when you're single and you get a pet or something, you know.
Yeah.
It's kind of like that. It just sort of attracts people to you, you know.
Who have kids?
Well, not just people who have kids, but just everybody. They all want to look at the baby. They all want to, you know, make faces. You know, I mean, like we have this one doorman who works in the building, and he, you know, he looks like. Who's that guy? Fridge from, you know, Chicago Bears. I mean, he's huge.
Perry.
Yeah, he's like this huge, hulking, 400-pound guy, you know, with a shaved head, no neck, you know. I mean, massive. And he looked at the baby one day, and he looks down at the kid, and it's just ridiculous to see this 400-pound, you know, hulking dude just going...
Oh, man. Well, have you found that people shun you, though? Like, they shun the baby. You know, there's the people who get all googly over the baby. But what about the people who are like, oh, no, baby?
Well, there are some people like that. They tend to flee, though, in the opposite direction when they see you coming.
So you don't have to interact.
Huh?
So you don't have to interact with them.
No, I don't have to interact with them. And plus, you know, anybody who's going to give me lip about my child doing what she needs to do is, you know, going to have to deal with me, and
right.
That just won't be pleasant.
Dude, they don't want that kind of trouble.
No, they don't.
No.
And I make that perfectly clear.
Right.
It's, you know, the other thing is, she takes over your life completely. Everything you do is focused on fulfilling her needs, you know. You always have to sort of work your schedule so... you're around her. You're always within earshot of her, especially when she's this young and really can't do anything for herself. You have to become, you know, a one-man band, an entertainer of high skill and variety, you know, to keep her happy.
Well, that's all we get to hear today about being a new father, but never fear, Famous P and I will certainly talk again. And until then, you can check out more episodes, past episodes of Ambivalent Voices at slapcast.com/users/AMBIMB. That's AMBIMB. And if you'd like to join me on the next edition of Ambivalent Voices, just send me an email at AI moab.com, MOWABB.com. Thanks for listening.